Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now,
here he is.
Turn it up.
Come
on,
Bobby.
Yeah. Welcome to the big show on Tuesday. Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Thank you. Here, I'll give you... I was reading this story about sitcom dads.
Okay.
I'll give you a sitcom dad. Tell me their job.
Okay.
Okay, from Full House, Danny Tanner.
News anchor, morning show.
Yeah, TV host.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take that. How about from Roseanne, Dan Connor?
Construction worker?
Yeah, building contractor. Or he switched over to a motorcycle mechanic at one point.
Okay.
How about that? Here's your one.
How about that?
Tool belt.
Yeah, how about Ray Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond?
Sports writer.
Wow.
She's nailing these, huh?
Good job, Amy.
How about Philip Banks from The Fresh Prince?
Judge?
Or lawyer?
Lawyer
first. He was for most of it a lawyer, and then he turned into a judge when he won the election.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Okay, Amy.
Okay. Raise it up a bit.
Carl Winslow from Family Matters. What was his job? Carl Winslow.
Police officer.
Wow. Yeah. We found her strength.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Al Bundy from Married with Children.
Come on, Amy.
Very famous for this job.
Really?
Yes.
Did he work?
Al, he did.
I'm just picturing him at home.
Al Bundy.
Cracking a beer.
Yeah.
They even did scenes there.
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
What was his job?
I just didn't. Car salesman?
Shoe salesman.
Oh!
Okay, how about Mike Brady from the Brady Bunch?
Architect.
Correct. Wow, she's good, guys.
Yeah, she's really good.
Okay. Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead.
Oh, he was a sheriff.
That's correct. You won't get this one. It's the last one.
Okay.
Phil Dunphy from Modern Family.
Yeah. Car salesman.
Real estate agent.
Dang it.
That was good. Hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Good way to start Tuesday here. All right. Well. Let's get going here. All right. So Amy was booking a reservation because she's taking her husband out. They're having a special night.
Yeah. Well, us and some friends. Yeah. So kind of a nicer restaurant, special occasion, friends flying into town, whatnot. So I thought, hey, we're going to kind of go to one of the restaurants with, like, you know, $3 signs next to it.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
Like, you know, when you go to Yelp, it's like $1 sign, $2 signs, $3 signs. Well, this one had $3 signs. I'm like, okay. you know, then also I noticed when I'm booking the reservation online, it says that no cell phones are allowed in the dining room.
Well, that's cool.
Awesome.
They don't even have one of those cute little boxes. It's not about being trendy and having one of those little boxes that you put your cell phone into. It's just like, I think they've been this way for a while. It's just their thing. Like, it's a nice restaurant and they don't want you to have your cell phone out.
Terrible.
Yeah. I'm like, wait.
Terrible idea.
I know you disagree
with it. I would not be
it.
Going. I just wanted to...
Yeah. And then if it is such cool food, like, don't they want people Instagramming it?
They obviously don't.
They don't need it. It's so good.
It's so good.
Can you not take a group picture together at your table? Because they say
good
no
question.
Cell phone.
Good question.
They didn't say no cameras. So I guess
you might have to get the disposable for that
Amy's
one.
Amy's hauling it. When you wind it. So do you leave your cell phones in the car?
Interesting. Yeah. What do you think we should do?
Test it. See what they do when you have your phone.
Yeah.
Get it out.
Walk in and be like, here we are. Like you're shooting an Insta story. We're here.
See what they do.
Yeah. I don't know. I've just never seen that advertised as like a thing. Like
I don't like that phones are bad on all the, like phones aren't bad. Phones are great.
I mean, I think this, I'm not joking. This is the kind of place where I think this rule was implemented even with like Zach Morris phones, like the big ones or like the flip phones. I don't think it has anything to do with like technology and smartphones and people having face-to-face conversations.
It's just an old school rule.
I guess.
Well, if I can't tweet, I can't eat. That's my rule.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Our video editor, Eddie. Dad of two. Husband. Family man. You gotta do things like deal with the exterminator.
Oh, man. We might have to get rid of our exterminator. You tell me if I should. He's really been good. We've had him for like 2 years and really no mistakes. But man, he made a critical mistake last time he was here.
So you want us to decide if you should fire your exterminator?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to be a part of firing
somebody. Okay, well, let's hear what happened. All right.
Well, he was working on the house, spraying the house. He went in the backyard and he left the backyard gate open.
Ooh.
He took off. He was done with his thing. Coachella, my dog, about an hour later, found out the door was open. Boom, she's gone. So we didn't even realize she was gone. Lucky for us, like 30 minutes later, I guess, somebody found her and they brought her back to the house.
Because she was just in the backyard.
She has a doggy door, so right. She goes backyard free range, whatever. But she found that door wide open and she had a night off, I guess, in the neighborhood.
Wow.
So now I'm like, that's a big deal. Like, you can't be leaving the back door open. I feel like exterminators is part of their classes that
training.
They take.
Their oath
their
they
training.
Took?
Yeah.
The exterminator oath?
Make sure that back door latch is closed completely.
So what are you asking?
Well, I mean, my wife and I were talking about, we're like, I feel like we should get a new one. That's a pretty lethal mistake.
Let me tell you, let me drop some real life on you.
Okay.
One, people screw up.
Yes, more than robots.
Yes, a lot more than robots, which I say a lot. So, here's the thing you have to factor in. One, if something bad would happen to the dog, I think it's a different question. Nothing bad happened to the dog. In the end, what's the final product? Nothing happened bad.
We got the dog back.
You got the dog back. Okay, so that's one. Number two, is this the first time anything ever bad's happened with this guy?
Yes.
You've had him for years?
Yes.
And here's the final question, and I want you to be honest and think to yourself. Do you ever make mistakes?
Ooh, rarely. Okay, I make mistakes.
Those three things factored in. The fact that you make mistakes. Two, the dog wasn't hurt. And three, he's been doing this for you in a great way for years. I think if it happens multiple times, then it's probably time for a new one.
So if he leaves the gate open one more time, it's
you
like,
say
sorry.
Something to him. Like, hey, man, last time you were here, you left the gate open, dog got out. And we're all good and stuff. I just want to remind you that not to leave the...
Yeah.
It's an honest mistake. And nothing bad happened to the dog.
Has that ever happened to you guys?
I've had people leave the gate open, like when they come to like fix the air conditioner.
Yeah.
The back.
Did you fire him?
Yes. No.
Mm.
Okay. What I did though is I fixed it automatically. I put a lock on it because it was my fault. I should have known better than to just leave it. I put it on me, and so that way when they come and they've got to unlock it, they have to go, "Hey, I need to unlock this lock." And I'm like, "Oh, cool. I'm gonna unlock it, but remember, I got a dog." And
smart.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This guy has one more chance.
How about he's just gonna come?
He's a good guy. We'll let this one slide.
Does anyone disagree with me? By the way, you can.
No,
anybody?
No, 100%.
No, I mean it's
you.
Just one little thing, and maybe he doesn't even know you have a dog.
Yeah, Coachella is sort of.
Oh, he knows
new.
I have a dog.
Okay,
there's a new
every
dog.
Time he comes in, he's like, "Hey, can we put that?"
And
dog
that's
up?
What Bobby. I was gonna ask you the same thing. Like, what if Bobby just fired us for every mistake we made, Eddie? We'd be out of a job.
Day one,
man. You guys would be.
Yeah.
Day one.
Day one. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
not real. Amy said she saw a tour bus drive by the building yesterday.
No, I did. And they're going by, you know, they point out various landmarks throughout Nashville. And as I'm walking to my car on the side of the street by the station, I hear the driver of the truck on the microphone being like, and this radio station here is home to Bobby Bones. And I was like, shout out! What up? I was like, you made it in life. You are now an official tour stop. I mean, I know they go all up and down Music Row, but I mean, I didn't know they commented on our building and gave a shout out to Bobby.
I didn't either. And I thought, you promise you're not full of it?
I swear to you, everything. I just happened to be at the right place at the right time and heard the driver on the microphone or whoever speaks say, radio station right there, home to Bobby Bones.
Remember when Luke Bryan came in and he walked over here? And yeah. they drove right up next to him and didn't even know it was him. Like, he's just walking, like, hey.
They asked him for directions.
Yeah. He's like, I'm Luke Bryan.
No, he didn't say
that. No, but one person.
Oh, I thought he did.
No. Wait, one Tell person recognized him.
Yeah.
And then he started taking a picture, but everybody else was clueless. And Luke's just standing there walking over to us.
Okay.
So funny.
And he was like, y'all ain't gonna believe this. Or how's it go, Luke?
He said, the craziest thing happened today, guys.
What happened?
A tour bus, one of them tour buses that come up and down Music Row, stopped by and asked me for directions. And I was like, they don't know it's me.
That was so awesome.
Do you know the company? I wish I'd like to shout them out.
No, I don't.
Nah,
I didn't.
Was it one of those pedal taverns?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
But
good.
It was a big old bus.
Yeah. That's cool, man. Huh? Get your Bobby
Bones on. Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show. Oh, yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Salt Lake City, Utah. A 44-year-old woman was busted for embezzling $117,000 from her job, and she was ordered to pay back that money. So what'd she do? She goes out and gets another job and embezzles money from them to make the payments.
That's like people that open another credit card to pay off another credit card. And they keep doing that.
Mm-hmm. It's a snowball thing.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
She had made $5,800 in payments, and that's money she had embezzled from her second company to pay back her first company.
Man, she kept going. She's just been embezzling all through the companies. She did the whole thing. Well, good for her that she was dumb enough to get caught.
Okay.
Or she'd have kept doing it. There you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Come on! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a 3-year-old dog got the chance to save its own mother's life. The mama dog needed a kidney transplant.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I mean, you hear of this happening in humans sometimes, like a relative will give their...
Yeah, not dogs, though.
...kidney or...
Well, the dog probably didn't know the difference.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's still kind of cool.
Took that dog's poor kidney. The puppy's like, burr, I got 2 kidneys today. Burr, only got 1.
Yes. Listen, the 2 were a match. And it's super cool. Worked out. Star and Elsa are the dogs, and they're all back home with their families recovering in the St. Louis area.
Good for them.
But you have 2 different owners. I mean, obviously, they're mom and daughter, but they weren't living under the same roof.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. Well, look at that.
I know.
I never would have thought that was the thing. I mean, that's why I'm kind of shocked by this. I never would have thought that was the thing. That you give a dog a kidney transplant from its puppy. Anyone else think that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well...
You heard it
here
first.
All kinds of stories here. That's right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Hey, it's your
Bobby Bones on. What's up, Bobby?
I think it's time for a little mystery game. You ever play a mystery game?
Yeah.
I love the mystery game. It's always a mystery what the prizes are going to be. And so right now, the phones are just screaming. Oh, I see Kenneth is being groomed. Hi, Kenneth.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. We're going to play a game. It's the mystery game. Now, you've already won the game. How exciting is that?
That is excellent.
Now, you get 3 choices of your prize. That's why it's the mystery game. You get prize number 1, $20 in cash.
Ooh.
Prize number 2, 20 seconds to talk on the air about whatever you want, profanity not included.
Ooh.
Or you get the
mystery prize.
Oh, Kenneth, will it be the cash, the time, or the
mystery prize?
Kenneth.
Yes, sir.
Which one would you like?
The mystery prize.
He wants the mystery prize!
All right! Woo! I love the mystery prize. Now, this could be anything. The prize could be crazy. Ray, what's the mystery prize today that Kenneth has chosen to win?
You have just won an old shoestring from a pair of original 2003 Nikes that Bobby was about to donate. This was worn during many runs and CrossFit sessions from Bobby's shoes in his early 20s. Congratulations and thanks for listening. Back to you, Bobby.
Thank you very much. There's mystery prize! Dang, Kenneth, how do you feel?
I feel excellent, son. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Kenneth. That's awesome. Woo. I'm talking about right there. Hold on, I get you that shoestring.
Now, are we shipping it to him for free? He has to pay shipping.
No, we didn't say that.
Yeah,
though.
We didn't specify.
So we have to pay for it.
Oh, yeah. Man. Gotta include that. You have to pay for shipping.
Morgan's gonna kill me.
We lost on that one.
Because yeah. I ended up having to ship stuff. We had to pay all the cup.
Yeah.
Ray, have you watched my back on that shipping stuff? Like, just add that line in. We ship.
You must pay for your own shipping and handling.
But we will ship him a shoestring. All right, hey, Kenneth, what are you doing today?
Working.
All right. What kind of job you got?
I'm a sales manager with Superior Uniforms.
Well, I'm going to send you a little something, a little treat, a little memento, and thank you for listening to the show. Don't hang up, all right, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, that mystery prize gets you every time. Sometimes it's good, though.
Sometimes it's real good. I mean, that was good.
The cash, though.
Yeah.
$20 in cash?
I don't get it.
Ooh. I think people are more intrigued by the mystery prize than...
One day the mystery prize is going to be like...
It's going to be huge.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
Yeah, that's true. Come on, y'all. Bobby
Bones Show. Yeah. Is there a food you just won't eat? Like, what's the... For me, it is onions. If there is an onion, if I know there's an onion, I will not eat it. I cannot take an onion.
Raw or cooked or does it matter?
I do not care.
Mine is raw onions.
I can't eat an onion for anything. What do you have?
I don't eat olives. Nope. No.
I like olives.
No. And if somehow they sneak up in whatever I'm eating, I'm like, ugh, I have to spit it out. I'm really dramatic about it, too.
I like green full olives. Like, I just eat them. You guys don't like those?
No, gross, man.
Oh, I don't care. Green, black, whatever. I don't want any.
That's been more of an adult acquired taste. Since I've become mature, I've started to like olives.
More sophisticated palate.
Yeah. So no olives for you. No onions or mayonnaise for me. Lunchbox, what food can you just not eat?
Mayonnaise and tomatoes. If tomatoes
no
are on
tomatoes?
It. Oh, tomatoes are disgusting. I send it back because they say, oh, you can just pick the tomatoes off. No, tomato juice gets on everything and it ruins it. You take it back and get me a whole new sandwich or burger or whatever. If the tomato touched it, it goes back. Sorry. Ugh.
So far it's onions, olives, tomatoes. We're really crushing the vegetables here, huh? Although tomatoes are a fruit, I guess.
Olives are not a vegetable, are they?
What do you think they are? Meat?
Yeah, I think they are, Amy.
They are?
Yeah. I have no idea. I don't know. I'm not gonna act all judgy.
You think it's a nasty piece of fat? Yeah. Eddie?
Ooh, mine's controversial because I can't eat jalapenos. I won't do it.
What?
I don't like them.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Eduardo?
Yes.
The guy who pronounces narcos?
Narcos. I cannot eat jalapenos.
On your tacos?
Anywhere.
Are your parents ashamed of you?
Yes, because they order jalapenos on the side with everything. We go to McDonald's, they ask if they have jalapenos.
That is so
That's weird.
Yeah.
That'd be like me going, I do not eat white bread.
No,
it's not the same thing. No.
Raymond, anything you don't eat? Produce Raymond?
Yeah, sausage on my pizza.
Sausage, period?
I can eat sausage, but just not on my pizza. It ruins the pizza.
What?
Huh. Interesting.
Don't be judging. You just said, I went on a whole rant about tomato juice. And he goes, what? Don't be judging. We all have our things.
But he eats sausage, but just not on his pizza.
Okay, I hate peanut butter, but I can eat a peanut butter cup, Reese's peanut butter cup.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Oh, I just think trying to guess people's middle names is a thing. And you know the Thomas Rhett song where it's like, hey, and I try to guess your middle name. So it's this right here. Whoa, and I tried to guess your middle name. I was thinking about that. I don't know everybody's middle name in this room.
Huh.
So, Amy.
You know mine.
Elizabeth.
Yeah. See, I knew you knew it.
Yeah. Mine's a William.
Yep.
Bobby William. Do you guys know that?
No.
Yeah. You guys know Bobby William?
No. Bobby William, what up?
Okay, so Lunchbox, it's got to be something like just so generic. Like
Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be, what is your name?
Patrick.
Yeah, ooh. Okay, something like that. Yeah. What is it?
Whoa, you guys think that's my middle name?
What's your middle name?
Donald.
No, it's not.
After my grandpa.
No.
Your middle name's Donald?
That goes with your real first name, Donald? Yep. So you have your real first name.
No way.
What
no
you
way.
Can find online. No way. I don't even care if you say it. It's Dan Donald. Your name's Dan Donald.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Wait a minute.
It's like Jason Gibbold.
That's my grandpa's
His
name.
His fake name is Jason Gibbold, the Lunchbox Jesus.
All the time. If you ever get a
that's
call from Jason
That's my grandpa's
Gibbold.
Name. My dad's dad is Donald. Okay. And that's what my middle name is after.
You're telling me your name is Dan Donald.
Is that bad?
No. I'm just asking.
That's
if
awesome.
I mean, look, NLR is that the truth?
Your name is Bobby William.
I know, but NLR is that the truth? Dan Donald.
No.
Why would you?
Why lie, Dee Dee?
Dee Dee Box.
Yeah, Dee Dee.
Eddie, okay. What is yours?
Luis.
So it's Eduardo Luis.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to tell us your middle name?
Yeah, do I want to tell you so everybody can have my social security number?
Oh,
how are they
going to
get your social
that's
security
not
number?
How it works.
Oh, that's not how it works.
I mean, I just said mine, you said yours, but yet he thinks people are going to get his social.
And of all of ours to go after?
They're not going to go after yours.
I don't think he's the one.
They're going to go after Bobby William, dude.
I've said my middle name before a million times.
Oh, people have gotten after Bobby William before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bobby William has lots of
consequently, we have been all gone after because of Bobby William, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Someone that worked for the IRS and
someone that worked
Town.
For the IRS hacked into the files, into the IRS to try to find my information. And then not only they found it, but it's someone who worked for the IRS.
Yes, but she didn't have clearance for what she was doing.
And that's why it tipped
her
off.
And then she got flagged.
And they went after Amy, and they went after my girlfriend at the time. And then the law showed up to my house, dropped their badges. And I was like, I'm going to jail. I don't even know what I did, but I'm going to jail. And they were like, here is this person.
Yeah, it was like crazy.
And I recognized her from coming to tons of station events.
Yep.
I haven't seen her. Anybody seen her since?
No. Wonder if I knew exactly who she was. Mm.
In the big house, you really think so?
For sure, you can't do that stuff.
She like hacked into the IRS.
Can't
file.
Do that, man.
Do you want to tell us your middle name?
You really want me to?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
He's coming up with another name.
Hit
right
that
now.
Thomas Rhett clip. It's a whole thing.
I don't care. I'm done.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Would you ban your kids from talking in the car? And Eddie, you have two kids.
Yeah. We've done it before.
Just no talking?
Well, we don't ban it. We just say stuff like, let's play a game. The first one to talk loses the game. And they're all like, ooh, okay.
It's a quiet
game. Fun
game. Oh, the quiet game. Your 9-year-old still falls for the quiet game?
Yeah, he loves the quiet game. He's like, I win every time. And we're the
awesome.
Winners.
There's a mom, and she was like, hey, I don't let the kids talk because it bothers me hot when I drive.
It's a distraction.
The kids are banned from talking, period, in the car.
Can you imagine like bus drivers that take a bus full of kids to home and school?
No,
I can't. That'd be crazy.
It would be crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to bus drivers.
Shout out to bus drivers.
You have to be numb to it.
Mm-hmm.
And just not, because my bus drivers didn't care. They just drove. They didn't care about what was happening back there.
They had that big rearview mirror right above their head. They would just kind of look at us.
Huge.
When I was later on riding the bus, they put a video camera in
to
film. But I don't think there was anything in the box. I think it was just a mirror, and they said there was a camera in there.
Sneaky.
Lunchbox had a fight with the bus driver once.
Oh, we were having a paper war, and it was a substitute bus driver. Like, I think it was the last day of school. And I was getting off the bus, and I tossed a piece of paper back at the trash can, and he thought I was throwing it at him, and he slammed me up against the fence and then threw me back on the bus and took me back to school.
That would never happen today.
And didn't your friend, like, jump in and
Did Forrest and Aaron, my boys, jump in and help me? No. But who jumped on the bus driver's back? Luke the Juke Whaley. One guy that just lived in the neighborhood, was just kind of, he played football with us sometimes, but he jumped in to save the day.
So you throw the paper, not the bus driver. He stops the bus.
No, I was getting off the bus, and it was on the step.
And
I just kind of tossed it at the trash can, and he thought I was throwing it at him. Jumps off the bus, boom, up against the fence. The school called my parents, were like, please don't sue us, please don't sue us.
And Luke the Juke saved you.
Luke the Juke Whaley.
Attaboy.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Walmart had to refund somebody who bought an iPad, but when they got home and they opened the box was full of flour. Wow. You know how people steal stuff and then replace the boxes?
That's great.
Yeah, Walmart refunded the money. She said she bought an iPad, and then what she got in there is full of flour. Can you imagine getting home being so excited? Because I know what it's like. You know, you open that box, you're like, oh my goodness, it's time. And you're like, and then you probably go, they're not going to believe me.
Yeah, there's no way.
Like, you go, there's no way they're going to believe me. And so she says it looks like someone cut in the packaging. And Walmart gave her the $400. and they say, if this happens to you, as a general, let them know immediately.
Okay.
Because
yeah, don't think they're going to doubt you. Just go for it.
Just go for it.
Yeah. That one person, remember not too long ago, that bought that big old vacuum from Target and they opened it up and it was like trash and...
Oh, yeah. Like, it was all just garbage.
Yeah, garbage. Like, just filled with stuff. Oh.
So, someone's going into the store and stealing it and then replacing it, or are they taking it home and bringing it back?
I think they're taking it home, filling it up, or taking it to their car, filling it up, and then taping it back up and returning it,
I would say you steal it at the store.
I would, too, because I would think when you bring it back, you look, inside of it.
Yeah, when I worked at the store, you would always look in the box when someone returned something.
Oh, how do you walk out with a vacuum?
How do you steal anything?
People are good.
People are...
Okay.
There was a baby that weighs 62 pounds, right? It's 10 months old.
Oh,
wow. It's a 62-pound baby.
That's a big baby.
It's
a,
right. And they can't stop the baby from getting fatter.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
And so doctors, like, they don't know why he continues to put on weight.
Has he been exposed to mold toxins?
No, stop with this mold toxins
thing. I'm serious. It's a thing. I watched a documentary.
At birth, he weighed 7.7 pounds. At 2 months of age, he weighed 22 pounds.
That's Whoa. A big jump.
Is it? Because I don't know much about
babies. Yes.
It's a huge jump.
Like, my son's 7. He doesn't even weigh that.
22 pounds? Sure he does.
Oh, I hope he doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah. For sure.
Then over the next 8 months, he gained a staggering 39 pounds. So at 10 months old, he weighs 62 pounds.
I wonder what that is. That is crazy.
They're treating him for, like, some sort of childhood diabetes.
Wow.
Now? But I don't know. Like, when a baby's... How big were your babies, Eddie?
Born at... One was 7.5 or something, and the other one was almost 8. So they were around the high 7s.
And normal is that?
Yeah, pretty normal.
Do you see the guy? He went into a liquor store, and he was like, give me all your money. And they took, and the person working the counter took a bottle of Bailey's and busted it over their head.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And like,
oh. I was at the register here, and I was counting it down, and a guy walked in. He had on a hat and sunglasses, and he said, give me the money. I didn't think much of it, and I kept counting the money down, and he came closer, and he came at the register, and he was like, no, give it to me. He was pulling on the register that way, and she was pulling on it this way, and I just grabbed a bottle of Bailey's Pumpkin Spice, and I looked at Sarah, and she just said, hit him, so I hit him over the head with it, and he just stopped, and he backed up, and he turned around and walked out the door. Oh, I wouldn't be afraid to hit him again, no.
Wow. It sounded like a plug.
Yeah, just good job by
I got
Sarah.
The Bailey's Pumpkin Spice.
Only $7.99 and places that
seasonal. Yeah.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Sharon Moore lives in New Hampshire. She lost her dad back in 1983. So to her surprise, in the mail last week, she gets something. And it's her dad's wallet. When he was on vacation in France in the 50s, he lost his wallet.
Wow.
And some guy was cleaning out a building and found the wallet. It had pictures of her mom, his old driver's license, and sort of family photos. And he found them and sent it to New Hampshire as a surprise.
Wow.
How about that? That's a good one. From the 50s?
From the 50s.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
If getting a good night's sleep is important to you as it is to me, there's nothing worse than those random nighttime noises that can keep you awake. Someone snoring nearby, or late night road work, or the dog in the backyard next door barking. Listen, the good folks at Bose feel your pain. I have these. I love these. You know Bose as the leader in noise-canceling headphones. Now they've developed a unique innovation that covers irritating nighttime noises in a new way with soothing sounds. All you have to do is choose a preloaded sound of your choice, put in Bose tiny, snug-fitting sleep buds. They're no ordinary sleep buds, by the way. They combine aspects of passive noise reduction with active noise masking. Not only do they block ambient noise from reaching eardrums, they put out little gentle repetitive sounds, both soothing and they're going to knock out some distractions. The point is you get better sleep with fewer disruptions. I love them. If you want to learn more, go to Bose.com or try them at a Bose store near you. They're Bose Sleep Buds. I use them. There's also an alarm inside of them. Also available at Best Buy and Amazon.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on.
Bite your fingernails?
No.
Yeah, I do. And I get hangnails like crazy. Then I rip them out and then they bleed.
It's gross.
And I'm not gross, but is it okay?
I find it weird you bite your fingernails.
I always wash my
dude.
Hands before I do, though.
Oh, you prep?
I do. I prep.
Okay,
biting.
Time for me to bite my fingernails. I'm going to go sanitize.
Is that weird? Because I scrub as much as I can before I bite my fingernails.
Now that I know you scrub, I guess it's not weird. Nope. But I just don't get people that bite. Like, my husband will bite his nail. I don't get it. Like, why would you want to bite your nail? I know it's a nerve. I don't know. It's like a habit thing.
It's a nerve anxiety thing. Lunchbox clips his toenails.
I know.
Just because people clip their toenails, but then he sets them aside and then eats them.
They're protein.
No,
they're not protein.
They're not.
Google it.
They're hair.
Yeah, it's hair.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not hair, you fools.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Who's the doctor here?
There's not
none of us.
Exactly, so you guys don't know.
Well, then what are nails?
He got us. He got us. You should Google that, though. All right. Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What did the boy pickle say to the girl pickle?
What did the boy pickle say to the girl pickle?
You mean a great dill to me.
That was the Morning Corny.
Think about it. When you're on a date, like say a guy and a girl out on a date and they order sandwiches and there's pickles or something, as a guy, you could tell your girl date that joke and she'll be like, OMG, you're so cute. I want to date you forever.
If she says OMG back, I'm like, I'm dating somebody way too young for me. Or I'm Lunchbox, boy, you see your computer's on fire over there. You're looking something up.
Well, I thought she was going to say, what's the dill? That's where the joke.
Oh.
You know,
I thought he was going to say, I looked it up and fingernails are hair.
Yeah.
Oh, toenails.
Oh, no, never mind.
He's still Googling it. The Bobby Bone
Show. How about Red in Tennessee? Red, you're on. What's up?
Hey, Bobby, how are you this morning?
I'm good, man. What's going on with you?
I'm doing fine. Headed to work. Listen to your show every morning.
Appreciate
that. I
want
to say hello to everybody else. Hey, I was thinking, how about an idea if your listeners call in with a morning corny every once in a while?
Never. I'm going to tell you why, Red. We've tried that before, and then all of a sudden it's a 9-minute monologue that I've got to cut off because I'm like, okay, let's go to Jimmy in Philadelphia. And Jimmy's like, okay, so here's what happened. Girl's walking down the street, right? She runs into a guy. This guy's like, I got 7 things to tell you. And then all of a sudden you're 3 minutes into a joke. We tried that. It doesn't work. We tried it many times. So we'll leave the joke telling to Amy as far as the morning cornies. I appreciate the advice.
Amy the pro.
Yeah, I appreciate the advice because we have tried that, and I thought the same thing as you did, Red. But, yeah, it's just, you know, let's pros do the jokes.
Can I give you a morning short one, a real short, clean one?
Red.
Yes.
Okay, Red. Come on. I'm gonna trust you, so don't let me down.
I promise I won't. What did the preacher say when the church burnt down?
What did the preacher say when the church burned down?
Holy smoke!
Red likes it.
If everyone was like Red, we could do this, but they're not. That's good.
Ning, that's a good one.
That's good. I'm gonna be honest,
man,
with you.
That was good.
Hey, Red, have a great morning, buddy.
Hey, you all have a great morning too. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, buddy.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
I'm always interested in what Eddie's kids can and can't say. What's considered a bad word and what isn't?
Yeah.
Because they can't say the word stupid.
Which makes sense.
No,
I would never. Yes, it does. Thank you, Amy.
Okay, but again, this is just me. But they've started to go around the house saying what?
So long, sucker.
I love that, though.
That's funny.
I'm like downstairs eating dinner, and I hear them chasing each other around the house. And the little one goes, so long, sucker. And he hits him with like a bat or something. And I was like, no. What is going on here? You can't say that. And my wife was like, oh, they can't? They've been saying it for like weeks. And I don't know where they got it from. The little one has no idea where he learned it from, but they say it.
And they can't?
Oh, I said no. That is inappropriate. You do not say so long, sucker, then
too
hit
much.
Him with a sword.
Eddie. Why can't you say sucka. So long, sucker?
It's the sucker. You can say so long, whatever they want.
But that means sucker.
Right? Which is a bad thing.
No. What?
A sucker?
A sucker's an idiot.
Eddie.
Come on, let's be
real.
There's
a sucker in every room. That's
I don't want my 3-year-old calling people sucker. Like, I don't.
It's nice calling them a sucker.
Yeah. Sucker.
Like, don't get me wrong. I laughed. It makes me laugh when they say stuff like that.
I mean, but I was
it's
with
hilarious.
You on the stupid thing, but sucker is taking it a little too far. too far. Parenting, too far.
I think I'm there to let them know that, whoa, like, that can fly at the house, but what if they're at school and they're like, so long, sucker, to the teacher? And the teacher's like, whoa.
Can it fly at the house? It doesn't sound like it can.
No, it doesn't. That's what I'm saying. I got to stop it at the house.
Do you
that
pop
way.
Them?
No, not for sucker.
But if they do it again?
I'll warn them again, and then they keep doing it. Yeah, it's popping time.
Where do you think they learned it?
Either another kid at school or some TV show or some movie.
Those cartoons say stuff like that, doesn't it?
All the time. It was probably like some, Ninja Turtle movie, because those Ninja Turtles, they say a lot of stuff like that.
Man, you're such a helicopter, like, overbearing.
So long, sucker.
I just...
I'm telling you, I think it's hilarious, but no, I got to be the parent, and I got to put my foot down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So long. It's like, Bobby Bones Show. Science has spoken as to why we love McDonald's French fries. I think McDonald's has the best French fries.
Do tell us. What are they doing? What are they putting in there?
Beef flavoring. They're coated in beef flavoring. That makes them activate your umami taste buds.
Those umami
taste buds.
Those and your salt taste buds working together are what hooks you. By the way, that means the fries aren't vegan friendly.
I was just about to say, are vegans thinking they're just like eating some potatoes and salt and they're not?
And beef flavor comes from milk. Did you know that? Not from beef?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know for sure if it came from beef, but yeah, milk would make it not vegan.
So there's a science as to why those are so good. Okay, you don't have to pick them. I pick McDonald's fries and have for years. It's my favorite French fries. Best French fry that exists, Amy.
Well, I think your answer is solid. I'm going to go with a Chick-fil-A waffle fry.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I do enjoy a good waffle fry. I can't do it. I'm stumbling because I just can't see how anyone would not pick McDonald's.
Well, okay, you do you.
I know. Lunchbox?
I'm going to have to say Bobby's the smartest man in the room on this one. It's McDonald's fries.
Could you imagine if McDonald's took their formula and made it into a waffle?
I would never want them to do that. Why mess with greatness? Here's
I'm
the thing,
saying.
Too. I like Whataburger's fries. They're good, but the fact that Whataburger, if depending on where you are regionally, like in Texas and some of the Southwest, you have Whataburgers. They have the ketchups that are in the hard packs.
The fancy. Mm-hmm.
The ketchup makes that fry
totally.
Amazing. Best hamburger, period. Who is it? Amy.
You're asking the wrong person.
Okay, come on, you're eating meat again. I was talking to a friend the other day, and she was like, I was with Amy, and Amy was ordering meat, and it was so weird.
Yeah. Best hamburger. I will go with McDonald's.
So you really haven't had many hamburgers, huh?
I really have. From chains, honestly, I really haven't.
Lunchbox?
I would say Whataburger, but they're not national.
Yeah, it's a chain, though.
It's a chain.
I'd chain it up.
Okay.
Man, I used to get, when I was a kid, Quarter Pounder with cheese. Especially when it come with a free VHS tape if you got the meal pack.
A VHS?
Yeah, I got Dirty Rotten Scoundrels on VHS. I don't know what... My mom and I would go there all the time. We'd order whatever combo you had to order to get the VHS tape.
Wow, they would give you like VCR tapes?
I'm telling you. And I remember the day we got Dirty Rotten Scoundrels on VHS and we were like, this is amazing.
I'm going to say this one, and I still think it's overrated, but it's still the best,
what?
If that's possible. I think the best hamburger is In-N-Out.
I don't know. I think the
whole In-N-Out experience is a bit overrated because everybody just talks that it's the greatest thing ever. And I don't think it's the greatest thing ever, but I think it's the best hamburger.
Okay. The only thing I've had from there was when I went with y'all and I got the veggie burger, which doesn't exist. They basically gave me buns with a piece of cheese and some lettuce.
Yeah, they're being funny.
And they're like, here you go.
Here's your veggie burger. Yeah. Get your Bobby Bones on. So here's the game. Who has more Instagram followers? I'll give you two people. All right, see who has the most. Our players will be Lunchbox and Amy. Are you ready to play?
Ready.
Ready.
Amy, you'll go first. Who has more Instagram followers, Justin Bieber or The Rock?
Bieber.
Ooh, Justin Bieber. That is incorrect.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. Bieber has 94.1, but The Rock has 96.2 million.
Oh, wow.
The Rock is the winner.
Man.
I know. Yeah. Okay, Instagram followers. Who has more, Lunchbox? Taylor Swift or Beyonce?
T-Swizzle.
Taylor Swift, he says? No.
What?
Queen Bee.
Come on.
Stop that, Amy. Beyonce, 108 million. Taylor, 104.
Wow.
Man.
Beyonce. Okay, Amy. Mm-hmm. Who has more, Luke Bryan or Jason Aldean?
Ooh, Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan. Correct. Luke Bryan, 3.9. Aldean, 2.1 million. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Who has more Instagram followers, Keith Urban
or Florida Georgia Line?
Flaja.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no doubt.
1.6 million to 1.5 million.
I mean, so close.
They're so
close.
No,
that was
close.
No doubter.
All right, so we're even right now.
Yeah.
All right, who has more Instagram followers? Carrie Underwood or Miranda Lambert?
Ooh. Carrie Underwood.
Miranda Lambert has 3.6 million.
What? Wow.
Carrie Underwood has 6.5 million.
Oh, yeah.
So Carrie wins.
Good win.
Carrie
good
has pick. More than Miranda. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Dierks Bentley or Sam Hunt?
Oh, come on. Gotta be Sam Hunt.
Why?
Gotta be.
Show me Sam Hunt.
Yes! Yes!
That's correct. All right, we're tied still.
Woo.
Write your answer down on this one, okay?
Okay.
This is a tiebreaker, tiebreaker.
Don't copy.
Who has more Instagram followers? Bobby Bones, that would be me.
Oh, boy.
Or Vanilla Ice. Who has more Instagram followers?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a tough one.
Okay. I think.
Bobby Bones. This guy,
that's
me,
you.
Me, 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 me.
Oh, come on.
Or Vanilla Ice.
What's his name? Andrew Van Winkle?
I don't think so.
Rip Van Winkle.
No, that's the, oh, that's the guy that slept 100 years.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. You're close, that. You're close. Okay, here we go. Amy, ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Me or Vanilla Ice?
I wrote it down. I wrote it down.
Go ahead.
Okay, I wrote down Bones.
Me, all right. Lunchbox.
I put Bobby Bones!
Vanilla Ice has 222,000. I have 584,000.
Yeah!
Got him!
Okay, okay, okay.
Take that, Ice!
It's a tie.
Hey, that's Robert Van Winkle.
Robert Van Winkle. Rob. What'd you say his name was?
Andrew
I Van Winkle?
Rip.
No, Rip's like a cartoon character. Like a
so, Rob
a story.
Or Bob? Because Bob's Kid Rock.
I don't know.
Yeah, Rob. Kid Rock's Bob. Yeah, Bob. Okay, last one.
Okay.
Scooby-Doo.
What?
Or Lunchbox. Who has more Instagram?
I'm in, I'm in.
Well, that's easy.
Scooby-Doo or Lunchbox? Like, Scooby-Doo the cartoon character or Lunchbox?
That's stupid.
The cartoon character.
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Amy trying to lose on purpose.
No, I'm not.
Lunchbox definitely has more than Scooby-Doo. Get out of here.
Did you just refer to yourself?
He did.
Okay, so... Amy, you say
Scooby-Doo.
Retro, Amy.
And then
Lunchbox says Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Oh, gosh.
Hit it. Retro. No, there's no way Scooby-Doo, that he doesn't have a real account.
Retro, Ruff.
Yes, he does.
Scooby-Doo, the winner. Amy wins. Yeah.
Yeah. Scoobs.
There's no way.
There's Scooby's neck.
Lunchbox has 178,000. Scooby-Doo has 203,000.
It's close.
Come on.
Yeah.
Throw out your handle. Get some followers.
Radio
Lunchbox.
There you go.
Thank you.
Ruh-roh.
Everybody losing to Scoobies?
All right. There we go.
Bobby Bones.
Kelly, Columbus, Georgia.
Yes.
What up?
What's up?
I'm so glad you called. What would you like to ask?
I was curious as to if Amy still shaves her face.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was just going to kind of reset it. That
it's
Amy
amazing.
Shaved her face like a man. She put shaving cream on the whole
no,
thing.
No, it's no shaving cream. Just like your face soap. And yeah, when did I start that? Like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah,
and
the weird thing is about 9:45 on the show, she starts to get a shadow.
That's not true.
It's the 9:45 shadow.
No, it's for peach fuzz. It's not like a real...
Well,
but,
and this is ridiculous. I definitely don't want to say this on there because I feel like people like that know me might listen and make fun of me later on. But sometimes I feel like I have the same thing, but I don't want to tell my boyfriend that I'm going to shave my face.
Oh, yeah. My husband doesn't like to know about it. And in fact, he says if he happens to walk in and see it, it's kind of not good because he's like, I don't know, I lose attractive points or something. It's like
he needs 3 days.
Yeah, he's like, okay, I'll talk to you in a little bit. He has to recover from it. But I just, you know, when I'm washing my face, just do it real quick. Boom, boom, good to go.
Lock the door.
Yeah, lock the door.
Yeah.
Or I just do it when he's not home or something. But about like once a week. And all my girlfriends that have started doing it, family members, they all still do it too. Who cares? Do it.
Shave your face, Kelly.
Yeah. Get rid of the peach fuzz.
Just grow a goatee.
No, Bobby. It's not because we could grow an actual beard.
No.
It's just that. And plus, you'll have smooth skin. It's amazing.
That's it. Okay, yeah. And I mean, I feel like it's kind of soft, but then whenever I look really close, I can see the little hairs, and it bothers me.
And when you're in the sunlight, everyone can see.
I shouldn't make jokes. Kelly, thank you for calling. I appreciate you. Bye, Kelly.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Listeners always try to get me to drink. Hey, have a drink. I say, now, hey, let me get your first drink. Listeners now try to get Eddie to get me to drink.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired every time I meet listeners. They're just like, hey, man, you got to get Bobby to start drinking. I'm not going to get Bobby to start drinking. No one's going to get Bobby to start drinking. What makes people think that me, Amy, or even Lunchbox is going to try to get you to drink?
I don't know if any of you have ever tried to get me to drink.
Oh, we
oh,
have.
I haven't.
Oh.
I mean, not like, oh, here, I've said, oh, dude, you should have a drink. But once you say no, I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. And I've stopped because over the years, I've decided that I'm not going to influence you and I'm not going to encourage you. I've told you all about the great parties and good times I've had. I talk about the memories I've made, the hot tubs I've been in because of alcohol. And you don't care about it.
That's something else they say. They're always like, he doesn't know what he's missing. Do you know what you're missing?
Would you ever know what you're missing if you don't know? Like,
so you don't know what you don't
know? I don't.
Okay, well, explain why we're not ever going to...
No, we're not.
This has been explained.
You guys don't convince me of anything.
Right? I know that.
Period. I've never had a drink. You guys aren't going to be like, hey, dude, there's a hot tub. You want to get in it? Have a beer. Like, that's never going to happen to me. I may drink one day. I've never had a drink. I may drink one day, but not right now.
Yeah.
If I do, I'll probably not tell anybody.
He'll do it alone.
And I'll go, yeah.
And then, like, we'll read about it in a book.
Dang.
What? It's true.
We won't get invited to that.
He probably will.
Dang.
Yeah. And then he will be like, well, I was going to invite y'all, but then I was like, nah.
Yeah,
I want to bring you
invited,
when I'm really good
like,
at drinking.
Yeah.
I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. You guys don't even know George Thorogood.
Yeah, dude. Bad about? To the bone.
Mm. Okay. Is this how the song starts?
Yeah. This is I Drink Alone.
Oh.
That's what makes me think about when you guys talk about me sneaking away and having my first drink by myself. Now, this is rock and roll right here.
You would probably have Mike D there to have your first drink.
No, I'd probably do it with Amy, if anyone.
No.
Yeah, with nobody else. Alone. Yeah, with nobody else.
Very sad, huh?
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself.
Yeah, see, this guy has a problem.
Oh,
like,
this is not good. You don't want to base your life
on this song.
No, whoa. I've based my life on lots of George Thorogood songs.
Yeah.
I'm mad at the bone.
This guy's contradicting himself.
Bad. This one. One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. See, people don't even know.
By himself?
Alone? With the bones.
I want to tell you a story.
Come on, okay. George.
All right. About the house went blue. I come home one Friday. Had to tell the landlady I done lost my job.
Oh. Are you guys even Thorogood fans or no?
Yeah. Bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone. That's my jam.
Oh, I know all of them.
You do? I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent. And out the door I went.
Oh, nice.
Dude, it's like bluesy 70 rock, you know?
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. I said, you let me slide. I have the rent for it tomorrow, the next day I don't know. So let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Lord, she would love a dubbin'. I come home one particular evening.
There's a lot of talking in this song.
Yeah, I see that.
You know more than this one, though.
I know Who Do You Love.
Yeah, Who Do You Love?
I know that one.
Who Do You Love? Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent. He hadn't paid the rent in a long time.
I hear that.
Going to the song. You know Get a Haircut, Get a Real Job?
I don't think so.
I wish I could just get to the hooks.
I was a rebel from the day I left school. Grew my hair long and broke all the rules. I'd sit and listen to my records all day. With big ambitions of when I could play. If My parents taught me what life was about. So I grew up the time.
I'm gonna drink to this. I've just now decided this is what I'm gonna drink to.
They said my friends were just
all George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut, get a real job.
Da-na-na, get it together like I'm your Uncle Bob.
Get it together like your big brother Bob. Why don't you
get a haircut? Get a real job.
That ends.
All right.
Yeah, it's good, huh?
Cool.
We spent way long time on that. The end.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know what somebody says? Oh, man, that's my worst nightmare.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was thinking of mine. We'll go around the room. Like, what's your worst nightmare? Mine is being stuck in traffic. And I'm late to a meeting, and I can do nothing about it.
That's so nothing.
That's your worst nightmare?
That's like terrible.
Oh, it's my gosh.
I'm on time everywhere all the time, and if it's like a big meeting or like I have to go, and that's my worst nightmare is being helpless. Like, I can't even jump out of my car and run. It's my worst nightmare. Not being able to get somewhere on time. Worst nightmare. Amy?
Mine is a spider crawling into my ear and hatching a bunch of baby spiders and then them coming out. Really is. It's my worst nightmare. It could happen, though. It happens to people all the time I see on the internet.
Yeah, fake news. Lunchbox?
My biggest fear is just coming upon a snake when I don't expect it, and it's just lying in wait, and there I am, and I'm trapped, and it's just me and the snake, and I can't do anything. Or if I, like, get in bed, and it's under my sheets. Just anywhere. Yeah. I have these thoughts all the time about, what if I go around that corner, and there's a snake? Or I'm walking the dog, mowing the grass, and here comes a snake. Oh!
So, I don't want to be late. Amy doesn't want spiders, and Lunchbox doesn't want snakes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie, what is your worst nightmare? Producer Eddie.
Mine is a home invasion with maybe like I'm napping or something, and I wake up and someone's in my house like stealing my stuff. I wouldn't know what to do. Oh, that's so scary to me.
What would you do?
Oh, well, I have baseball bats now, so I'd grab my baseball bat, and if the kids were home, I'd grab tell them to grab theirs, and we'd smack them hard.
All right, there you go.
Get stuff back.
There's all of our worst nightmare. Ray, what's your worst nightmare?
Sleeping in, man, and missing part of the show, being late.
Yeah, that one I can understand.
Whose is the scariest?
Mine, for sure.
Mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine.
Bobby Bones.
I feel like it's late in the show. We can talk about this. So Facebook, you know, there's a problem where if you're dating someone and you get mad at them, you can take a picture of them and just put it online.
It's revenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
They would call it revenge pornography. But Facebook's insane new plan to stop it is saying, hey, send us your nude photos. And that way we'll be able to recognize them if somebody else tries to upload them.
What? How can they do that? I don't understand how they... How do they do that?
How would you like to work in that department?
Okay.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Check this one out.
Check, yeah.
But that's the
okay,
story.
Now, wow. I just don't understand how that work. How they would... How them having it is going to be them, like, preventing it.
I guess it's like facial recognition where, like,
oh,
as soon as that's
recognition?
Posted... Yeah, as soon as that's posted, they know that it's... That.
It has to be more than the face because pictures of your face get uploaded all the time. It's got to be body recognition.
Man.
With the face.
And who would upload their picture?
And who is the first one to approach that idea and take it into a boardroom and go, guys, I got it.
Zuckerberg.
Oh, boy.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
As we end the show today, I just want to remind you, go to Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram or BobbyBones.com. See pictures and videos. The music we're listening to, it's all up there at BobbyBones.com. Would you agree with that statement, Amy?
Yes, 100%.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.